Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's the Bubba the Love Sponge podcast. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'm Bubba the Love Sponge. Welcome to the show.
And I think it's actually called the Bubba Army podcast.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you for the clarification on my own podcast. Appreciate it. You are right and I am wrong. Blitz, I don't think this sounds very USAC-y, do you?
No.
All right. The one good thing about podcasts is there are no fucking rules, no copyright bullshit.
Within reason.
But,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I can't say N-N-N-N-R-R-R-R-F-F-F-F. Right? N-N-N-R-R-R-F-F-F.
You could say one of the F words, but not that one.
You can say fuck. Fuck, but not the other F word.
You could say the real F word, but not the real F word.
Yeah. So there are no rules for the most part. We basically, as long as we don't say R, F, or N, we're good. There's no copyright, Jones. It's free form, Willie. I can actually cut a commercial. Like, I have a commercial to do. I got two commercials to get done, and I said, fuck it. Let's just do it during the podcast. One of which is one I have to make for my racetrack, Bubba Raceway Park, this Friday and Saturday. It's the Winter National Dirt Games 13. Winter National Dirt Games 13. But we're trying to find, like, some racy type music.
That's not it.
No.
No, that's not it either. Lummy, what'd you send me? Lum.
Like a rock sports trailer kind of thing.
Look at Lummy right there.
Free.
For the pickup. Hold on, Lum. Let me hear it. Oh, yeah.
It's a lot better. Ooh.
Much better. This Friday and Saturday, it's the Winter Dirt Games 13. Hold on, Lummy. You got it exactly. Boom. I gotta find all my information. Because Blitz, here's the bottom line. I don't know if we can, or you know what, Blitz, if I do it dry, then you can edit it. Or you want me to produce it? You want me to produce it?
Sure.
Just say it, produce it, big boy.
Produce it, big boy, and I'll send it right on over.
Produce it, big boy, and I'll send it right on over.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's Winter Dirt Games 13. USAC, NOS, Energy Drink, National Midget Series, plus 3/4 mods. There we go. Mom, you ready?
Yeah.
Hit it there. Fuck. Fuck. This Friday and Saturday, Bubba Raceway Park, it's the annual Winter Dirt Games 13 with the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Mission. Fuck. It's going to take a couple takes because, see, the thing about it is I can't do any pickups because this is all produced
right
as such.
It's got to be 30 seconds exactly.
Well, I don't know about that. It can be more.
Well, it's for the radio. It has to be.
I know, you fucker. You fucker. Here we go. Take two. This Friday and Saturday, it is the annual third. Fuck me, running.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Here we go. Quiet on the set. Here we go. Phew. You motherfucker. Here we go. This Friday and Saturday, it's the annual Dirt Games. The Winter Dirt Games. Fuck.
I like these.
Here we go. Too.
Here we go. Fuck.
Get all now. Get it all out now.
Yeah, get it all out now. Here's what's going to suck is I'm going to fucking nail it to, like, you know, 25 seconds, and then I'll fuck up the last 5 seconds, and Blitz will be like, nope, got to redo it.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Friday and Saturday. It is the Winter Dirt Games 13 USAC NOS Energy Drink National Vision Series plus three-quarter mods all happen at Bubba Raceway Park this Friday and Saturday. How about Buddy Kilfoyd? Is he going to defend his championship? Or Chris the Sunshine Windup? Or the greatest midget driver in the world right now as we speak, the winner of the Chili Bowl, Tanner Thorson. Friday and Saturday, Bubba Raceway Park, Winter Dirt Games 13. Be there. Now, how long
that was
awesome. I fucking nailed it, but how long was it? Tanner's fucking getting his fucking deal.
Yeah, like 27
he is,
seconds.
He is. He said you got to redo it all. He goes, those are not the guys' names.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Fucking Jesus. Buddy Kilfoyd is it. Chris Sunshine Windham.
That's not who that is.
Who is it?
Tyler Courtney is Sunshine, not Chris Windham.
Oh, fuck! Yeah, but that was the only one I fucked up on, wasn't it?
I think so.
So what's Chris Windham? Sunshine?
No, he's not Sunshine.
Is he just Chris fucking Windham?
Yes.
How many seconds was that, Blitz?
I don't have any idea.
All right. So it's just Chris Windham?
Yes.
What, just Justin Grant got a nickname?
Not that I know of.
How about Tanner? Besides fucking Wild Man, it will piss you off and fight you in the pits.
Yeah.
All right. Fuckers. I nailed it too, Anna.
You
did.
God
bless, did.
God bless my little motherfucking
the
soul.
The name was wrong, but everything else was great.
Fuck. All right. Here we go. Make sure my clock resets. All right, here we go. This Friday and Saturday at Bubba Raceway Park, the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Vision Series invades. Fuck! Okay, here we go. This is a lot harder than you fucking think, especially since you can't do pickups. You got to nail it.
Right.
Fucks. This Friday and Saturday, it's Winter Dirt Games 13 at Bubba Raceway Park. As the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series invades this. Suck my dick.
Okay.
Let me, I didn't say pound, get your ass pound. Let me pound you in the ass.
Yes, sir.
Well, what'd you say, though?
Suck my dick.
I love he was right in there with it. Okay.
All right, here we go. This Friday and Saturday, it is the Winter Dirt Games 13, Bubba Raceway Park, as the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series invades Bubba Raceway Park's high-banked one-third oval. That sounded like shit.
It's one-third now? When did you change it?
It's a third. No, it's two. It's actually three-eighths. I see. All right, here we go. It's almost getting to be a fucking rib. The whole podcast is going
to
be this.
You got
a
more commercial to cut to?
I got a Manscaped deal to go to.
Yep.
And this whole fucking podcast is just going to be me being a fucking rookie. Here we go. This Friday and Saturday, you can't miss Winter Games. Winter Games, that's right. Winter fucking Games.
The Olympics.
Figurine skating.
Figurine skating with some fucking Chinese girls as we used to be from America that shit to bed. Fuck. Here we go. This Friday and Saturday, Bubba Raceway Park, it's Winter Dirt Games 13. 4,000 to win Friday night. 5,000 to win Saturday night. You can't miss the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series plus three-quarter mods. I didn't flip over the fucking screen. Where the motherfucker. Here, I'll just write down Buddy Kilfoyd. Buddy Kilfoyd. Chris Windham. And Chili Bowl, freshly crowned Chili Bowl champion, Tanner Thorson. You want to do it, Tyler? Let's hear you fucking do it once. Think you're all that, motherfucker.
Here he comes.
Ready, Tyler? You ready? Let's hear you try to do it once, okay?
Why do we have the script?
Oh.
Oh, Daddy.
Daddy, you sack NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series. 4,000 win Friday, 5,000 win Saturday. Winner Dirt Games 13, plus three-quarter mods.
Yeah, you got the Golden Driller winner with you.
All right, Tyler, let's just see if you can do it. Ready? Here we go.
What am I supposed to say? I don't have the script.
Buddy Corvoid gonna be there with Chris Windham kicker, and he ain't
Chris Sunshine. Sunshine's gonna be
and
there.
And he ain't Sunshine, motherfucker. That's a different person.
That's a different person. That ain't Buddy Corvoid. That's Chris Windham, but ain't Chris Windham.
Shut the fuck up, mommy. Here we go.
Chili Bowl winner.
Here we go. Stand by. Fuck. This is literally gonna take me all fucking day. This Friday and Saturday, Bubba Raceway Park, it's Winter Dirt Games 13. Come watch the stars of the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series, along with three-quarter inch mods.
Those are tiny.
Fucking ran by ants. Watch fire ants as they drive three-quarter inch modifieds. Fuck, whatever.
Come see Bubba's fucking flea circus.
All right, everybody quiet on the fucking set. This Friday and Saturday, Bubba Raceway Park, 4,000 to win Friday, 5,000 to win Saturday. It's Winter Dirt Games 13. I don't have any script, or I could just fucking read it. I got to hodgepodge this shit together. This Friday and Saturday, it's Winter Dirt Games 13 at Bubba Raceway Park. Come watch the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series, plus three-quarter mods. That's right. See if Buddy Kofoid can defend his championship or Chris Windham. Fuck! God damn it! But why can't I just fucking do it dry? Do it dry!
Do it dry.
You can.
No, you're being a dick about it. You know what? I don't want to post. Fuck. I can do it. God damn it. Fuck. This is hard.
I know it is, especially doing it live like this.
And I got to fucking do time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, doing it all
God,
live.
God, fuck me running. Fuck!
Oh.
I fucking smacked my mouth. Fucking. This Friday and Saturday, it's Winter Dirt Games 13 at Bubba Raceway Park. Join the stars of the USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Series, plus three-quarter mods. Can Buddy Kofoid defend his championship? How about Chris Windham and Chili Bowl champion Tanner Thorson? It's all happening Friday and Saturday at Bubba Raceway Park. For more information, go to our Facebook page or BubbaRaceWayPark.com. That's fucking it. That's it. That's Woo! The one.
That was great.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Amazing.
Appreciate you.
I got you. Blitz, I got it about 27.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that should be okay.
Yeah, it'll work.
Now comes this bullshit. Oh, hey, how you doing? By the way, our podcast, support for the Bubba Army podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. The leaders in male grooming. Their fourth generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. That one's pretty good, Dare Blitz.
No, it was good.
Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0. Keep the grooming game going. They don't ever see zero, don't they?
It's usually O.
You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. I gotta poop.
Oh.
Did you take your colon blows?
Yeah, I did.
You actually, like, peed multiple times today, too.
I did.
Turning into me.
You never leave the studio.
The performance package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop down the worst weeds up. To chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped. That was that 60 blitz? Is that good?
I can make it work, yeah.
Should I throw a couple little zingers in here, little zippers?
You want to.
Don't forget the trimmers are waterproof.
Was that your zinger?
I like podcasting because you can just say nothing.
Right.
Just sit here. Hey, this is the Bubba Army Podcast. How you doing out there? It's Long Form Willie. Slow down Jones. What the fuck? Do say. Oh, don't say 100% waterproof. Don't say eliminate foot odor.
Oh.
Oops.
No, just cut that part. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor and a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock as well, and gives you the ability to turn on the 4,000K LED spotlight. To get some of those darker areas, if you know what I'm talking about. Now, hold on. Did I mention this is waterproof, but not 100% waterproof.
Correct.
Okay, all right. Did I mention this trimmer is waterproof as well? This trimmer is an absolute shower essential. There you go. That's about the best you can get right now.
You know, I didn't like about this read is they don't talk about the intelligent functionality.
Oh, well, why don't you talk about that? Why don't you be a Johnny Chimer and you're here? So, Blitz, what... I don't know. If they don't talk about it, then they probably don't want it on there, right?
But, right, I guess. When I get my new 2X Manscaped shirt, I can't wait.
Oh, hey, Blitz, if you could get that fucking USAC commercial off to Shane, like, sooner than soon.
Okay.
Because he wants it today so we can start scheduling it up, Willie. So much pressure on me. Anna, how did your weekend go? My weekend was very... very relaxing.
That's good.
I watched a lot of TV. I slept a lot. I got a lot of shit done. I came to the studio Saturday and moved some shit around.
Oh. You came here? I thought you were going to track Saturday.
No, I'm sorry. I came here. Yeah, I was here yesterday.
Okay.
I was here yesterday. But I think I came my Saturday too before the track, I think. I really don't know, to be honest.
We'll never know.
Check the cameras, find out where you were at.
Yeah. I check the cameras at all times. Todd, are you going to work on those mod tires for me?
Yes, I'll get a handle.
Perfect. Todd's been acting kind of like a little stiff lately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
What's wrong, Tyler?
I don't know what's wrong with him, but something's wrong.
What's going on, Tyler?
His mic's on if he wants to talk about it.
Nothing is going on.
Mm. Are you mad, Tyler?
No.
He's not mad.
What's going on?
Nothing's going on. Let's move on.
Yes. You seem like good communicators in your family.
You know, I'm a great communicator for a job. I'm a horrible communicator as a person. No, for real.
That's probably true. No.
You know, yeah. That's true.
Are you okay, Bubba?
What? Getting Tyler's mic wasn't on.
Oh.
What did you just
say?
Ask again, Lama. Go ask again, Anna. Are you
okay? Are you okay, Bubba?
Say it, Tyler.
Your mic's on, motherfucker. Speak up now, or don't be Johnny, you know, chime in when the mic
is. He said no, but he said it really loud.
What's wrong, Bubba?
Nothing. I'm just going to be extra stressed out for the next 2 weeks. Everybody has to know that about me.
We had a disclaimer last year.
It's not easy.
Well, 901 Bubba said he's going to be a prick.
It's just not easy rolling around with the shit I got going on. And what? I do it to myself. And it's a part of the year that I got to. People that just love me the most just have to fucking deal with my shit.
When is the end of this prick date?
He didn't give it. He just
there isn't one.
No, there's.
Please, we gotta close out the back end though.
It's running.
I'll tell you.
I need a bracket.
I will go. I should be back to normal by the 21st.
Okay.
Oh, President's
Day.
2 weeks
from today.
Oh boy.
I should be back to normal by the 21st.
Okay.
And then I go to the mountains for 4 days.
To LJ.
To LJ, yeah, Georgia, for 4 days. But I'll probably be stressed out when I come back because I feel like I'm missing some shit.
Why? Aren't you going to have like an orgy all weekend?
With
full of pills in the middle of the woods?
And Larry Plummer.
With Larry Plummer and Mary Lou? No.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
I heard Mary Lou gets crazy.
You heard wrong.
Yeah, I heard she kicks it out wide.
She's the most conservative. Not doing nothing that way. No fucking way.
And how is she friends with you? I know Larry is, but...
Well, she's... has to be my friend because her husband will beat her up if she's not my
friend.
Oh,
nice. That's a good friend right there.
Well, I mean, like...
I see why Larry Plummer's number one boyfriend.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Larry Plummer's my number one boyfriend.
Abuse his wife for you. He would never, fucking love.
He would never put his hand on her. Ever. What did you do this weekend, Anna? Anything besides finish out Ozark 7?
Well, that was Friday night, so
right.
That was pretty cool.
Right.
Reagan was gone. She went to Cleveland for like a day and a half, so I had
she
to place
laid?
Myself.
She got laid?
Unless it was by her cousin or her grandma. I don't think so.
Oh,
so
it is
I'm
Ohio.
About, no.
Ohio.
They do things differently in Cleveland. I understand.
Red
no
tape,
judgment.
Red Tape Ken's from Ohio.
Oh, and, that explains
and,
it.
And Mark Tate, so that explains it.
Oh, Mark Tate's cool, though.
Mark Tate's cool as fuck.
Yep.
So she went to Ohio.
She went to Ohio, and then
and by the way, isn't there about 1,000 inches of snow right now, and about a -400
yeah,
below zero?
There was like a snowstorm, mm-hmm. I guess. And then
she
on
she frees her tits off.
Yep, no more tits.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, they're gone. They got frostbitten off.
What?
They fell her titties. They fell off
her tits.
Have you ever seen her tits?
I think so.
They're nice, aren't they?
They're great.
Nice tits.
Yeah,
melons.
Her melons.
All right, continue on.
Saturday night. I went to a friend's birthday thing. There were some drinks and stuff.
A girlfriend,
yeah. So we ended up at this place called Angelo's, and they ate Stromboli's, and I just drank High Noons and got pretty fucked up. It was fun.
Really? That was Saturday night?
That was Saturday night.
But after you get fucked up on Saturday night, you know, the natural progression is wanting to get some, you know, get some action.
Exactly.
So I went home, and
get
I snuggled
pounding.
With the cats.
Oh, well. There's your action.
Yeah.
No, for real. Like
yeah,
when a person gets fucked up, man, we want some pussy.
Yeah.
Or, exactly.
Not everybody.
Yes.
Some people just want to go to sleep and
play
eat
with
snacks
some,
in the morning.
No. Play with some pussy.
I did. I have two cats at home, so that was great.
Now, is which one doesn't like you when Reagan's usually... Like, Gouda is your girl.
Gouda is my boy. He is the underdeveloped penis.
Yeah, Gouda is like, you know, he's your boy most of the time.
Yes.
Very rarely does he fuck, you know, like tell you to fuck off.
Yeah, he doesn't
Reagan's,
turn on me.
Right. How about the other one?
Blue just doesn't give a fuck. Like, she just couldn't be bought. She doesn't really like anybody, it seems. She's kind of more
but
of
like,
a
like, when
loner.
Reagan's gone for a few days, does Blue get a little bit more cool?
A little bit. Both of them kind of come to me more because I'm the only one in the house. So.
Yeah. And they rely on you to feed them probably.
Well, they have their water and then the like an automatic feeder that releases food twice a day. It's
oh,
like
really?
It's on a timer.
Right.
Yeah.
And do they know what time the food's coming?
Are well, it goes. Meow, meow, and then you hear the. And all the food falls
now,
out.
Do they come running?
Not usually, because
really?
Unless
you don't even blitz. If I got fed twice a day, I would be waiting by that fucking container.
Hell
would you not?
Shit, I'd put that thing over.
I'd be like, I'd be the as soon as that moisture dropped, I'd have it in my mouth.
You'd be fucking tipping it over.
Yeah, but they really, really like
wet
food.
I'd be trying to break it to get into it,
and that's just dry food. So sometimes there's leftover from breakfast, so that they don't even finish. So then more food piles out.
Maybe they're getting fed too much.
I don't know. They're fucking fine. They're alive. They're
good. You should back them down about a couple ounces.
Why?
Then they were. I mean, if they're leaving, if they're leaving too much for breakfast.
But sometimes they eat it all. It just kind of depends. You know how you don't eat the same amount every day. Neither do they.
I'm not a fucking cat though either.
Yeah.
I'm a well-oiled 293 pound machine.
Mm-hmm.
293. That's awesome. Dropping weight.
Yeah. Look at him. He looks great.
I know. I can see him right now. No.
Fucking biceps are on point.
Shit.
Traps. Shoulders.
Yeah. It was a great weekend.
Chest.
Oh, sorry. Back to you.
Abs.
I mean, what'd you do this weekend?
I
act stupid.
Yeah.
It's every weekend.
You saw you came and saw the goats on Sunday, I think.
Yes,
did
I did.
A goat report.
Yeah.
And a goat report's blowing up, so I got 4,000 views or some bullshit.
Yeah, Walker.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Introduce Walker to the goats.
You did?
Yeah.
Aww.
They liked him. They were like, you
they
know.
They didn't try to fucking like run him over like they tried to do. Like,
no, they were like smelling
his feet.
Were
they being gentle?
Oh, yeah. They Hootie gave him like a tiny little kiss on the cheek.
Aw. Yeah. Was Walker cool with him?
Oh, of course. He was happy with
it. You need to start really bringing Walker in on the deal. That way he's totally like Johnny Animal Guy.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I can't wait to put a little thing on it so we can ride it around.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Right, so what if times got tough and we had to leave the building? Would you take the goats?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd beg for the goats.
Right.
Whatever you want, I'd give it to you.
Hey, Blitz, I got to tell you, can I tell you what I'm concerned about?
Oh, no.
This fucking water leak. They can't
still find it. Find it.
I was talking to Creed and Travis, but I also talked to a plumber on, what was that, Sunday? Saturday.
Here's what I'm most afraid of, Blitz, is that it's under the foundation and that we're going to have a fucking sinkhole.
Well, yeah, no kidding. So I think it's behind the kitchen where the shutoff valve is to the main valve, or it's right around there. And I got a guy that has that sensor shit that we can.
Now, hold on. You think it's where, buddy? Because this is all news to me.
So I told Travis, I think it's from like where it comes into the building behind the kitchen.
Is it?
Because that's where all the pipes run for all the bathrooms.
Under the stairs where they close that area off.
But hold on.
Can't get to it.
But hold on. We got to get to it. One.
Well, I know. We're going to have to cut a hole in the wall.
And two, we better get to it pretty fucking fast, because if the amount of gallonage is going in that area, I would think, Blitz, that no matter if the stairs are closed or not, with the amount of water that we're losing a day, that we would see water.
That's what I'm thinking too.
You're literally talking about, honest to God, Blitz, like 900 gallons a day,
every day, nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think that, like, if it was
we'd have your canoes out here by now.
Yeah, like you'd have like the walls would be wet or the carpet would be like so you'd think it'd be something.
The guy I was talking to said that if it's underneath the cement, you won't be able to see it.
Yeah, the foundation. Yeah,
it's so thick.
But that means that we're probably like if you keep putting that much water on soil, compacted soil. That you're gonna get that side of the building could fall in at any time. No,
I mean probably not. If it's wet and it's because the sand can't go anywhere. It's not gonna erode away.
You're not gonna sinkhole it.
No, I mean it makes the chances a lot higher, but
you may just like maybe get a couple cracks right in the foundation.
All right, so let's say that Lummi the leak is in that area.
Yeah.
Does that mean they have to tear out the foundation of the building?
It depends on how big the leak is.
Well, the leak's big as fuck.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that like the pipe to fix it, if it's just a little crack, then they have to just take around the square of that. If it's the whole pipe, then obviously, yeah, they have to take the whole thing out. But it all depends on underneath that stairwell that we can't get to. You can just see through a little hole.
Where do you see through the hole at?
In where the AC is, there's like a little teeny cutout that you can kind of look
in
there.
Well, let's get Big Red over there to get the fucking demo a hammer and go in there like fucking Yukon.
Yeah, cut the hoe.
Well, the problem is
that... But that motherfucker wants to... I mean, he's the building supervisor, but he's been gone fucking 11 days.
Well, he's back now.
I looked at it on Saturday.
Right.
And so there's
did you think, Lummi?
Well, I was looking at where we could possibly demo it at. Well, there's a big like 4x4 post I think that's holding something up from upstairs.
Lummi, how about
it's actually holding up all of upstairs.
Yeah, Lummi, so you can't.
Lummi, how about
you can't make it through
how
there.
How about we demo it through the green room wall?
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like no, Blitz, like for real, like that.
I know.
That
we got some storage.
That back wall. We're probably talking about the back wall of I'm sorry, the wall closest to the stairwell in the green room.
Correct. Yeah.
You could take that wall out. We can always repair that wall.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll allow you to get underneath the stairs, right?
Yes. Yeah, that 100% will get us there.
Now, is that where we think it's leaking?
Well, that's where it comes in, and then that's where all the pipes go out, because you got to think all the bathrooms are in that corner back there, and that's where the water comes in from the city. So that's where it's feeding
Travis
into.
Travis seemed to think that it might be from the meter... to the building, because it's some really fucking antiquated looking.
Well, it's not. Well,
did he shut off? I thought he shut the valve off.
He shut the valve off. It's right outside the door here in the parking lot. You know,
right?
And it stopped. So it's not from the. It's not from the meter to that valve.
Oh, it's not. Okay,
no, it's not that
valve, which is right by the building.
Correct.
And it's a little flap that you push you pull up and it. Right,
so
okay.
it's past that.
So it's from,
and it could be 1 inch past that, or 30 feet past that, or you know what? Who knows? But so
and
not,
we don't think it's from Clem's clubhouse. We don't think it's upstairs because we've checked the sink up there.
I mean, yeah,
there's a bathroom up there.
Here's what I'm thinking. Like, with that much water, it has to be something either A, under the foundation, or B, where it can drain into a drain that you would think you would see it. Because otherwise, there'd be water everywhere in here.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, literally, we're talking like
900 gallons a day.
Yeah, they're talking 20, 30,000 gallons of water.
You'd
see
have
it.
To have your kayak in here.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a swimming pool.
Yeah.
So, Big Red, get your fucking ass over here and start Yukon Cornelius-ing demoing.
Mm-hmm.
This is your building.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, doing double black diamonds on fucking Breckenridge, my Lord.
Right.
I can't have you out of town.
Are you training for the fucking Olympics?
I can't have you out of town now. I can't have my Big Red out of the fucking...
Have you ever skied?
Me?
Yeah.
Ask that question and think about it again. Do I look like a fucking skier?
Clem's
can't
ski.
I don't know if you've ever skied. Well, how do you know if you've never tried?
Clem's can't ski and Clem's can't skate.
Do you snowboard?
Oh, yeah.
No, I can't. I don't want to be fucking bound to something.
Like a woman?
Sure.
I get it. You're consistent.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I did train today.
I know, I could tell. You look great.
How can you tell?
Because I saw you in your nice blue shirt.
Oh.
Thank you. Okay. Hair's on point.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Look at tan.
I'm getting my hair cut this week.
Me
Seems
too.
Like it's getting a little long.
Me too.
Are you seeing Dan anytime soon? Because I feel like, could I tag along?
And you mean with services?
Yeah.
What are you fucking thinking?
I want to zap fry my legs again.
You're going to ruin boyfriend time?
No. You have to establish your own fucking Dan.
Yeah,
you
do that on your own.
All right.
I mean, you know, why are you coming trying to get up on my shit? Right.
That's what I do. It's my M.O.
I'd be like, hey,
I'm like
Dan,
a little pilot fish just looking for scraps.
I'm probably not this Friday or next, but the Friday before I go to
LJ?
The mountains,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to probably go in for, like, that Friday, go in for, like, you know, the Morpheus, mm-hmm. little Botox. Mm-hmm.
Want to look good for Larry Plumber, your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why would I want
to impress
you there?
Mary Lou, just in case she wants to meow meow.
Oh.
Mary Lou. No disrespect to Larry, but I don't want to blast Mary Lou because it's my friends. Shut up, brother. I'm in my office.
Okay. Well, I'll ask Dan away.
Oh, I can't wait for that one. Dan.
Well, I've asked him twice before.
Dan
he said yeah.
What do you say?
Yeah, I got it done twice.
I don't know if he has those paddles anymore.
He has those paddles.
I don't know.
He has the paddles.
I got a paddle.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't want the ones you use on the UT chicks.
Blitz, did you get any pussy this weekend?
No.
You're a liar.
Yeah, he was slaying those UT bitches.
Do you slay a lot of that, Blitz?
I do all right.
He went to the whole economics class. Just taking them left and right.
Are you? Do you?
Econ 101.
Have you enrolled as a student there, taking a few courses?
I'm an unofficial student.
He audits classes.
Secret shopper.
I am.
Are you a secret shopper?
I am, yep.
God, too bad you couldn't get some credentials where you could be like, you know, you're a University of Tampa.
I got the shirt.
Yeah, all you need is a shirt.
Tampa Spartans, baby.
Blitz, listen, you've been known to replicate, like, hot passes and shit. Like, you couldn't get a student ID and just make one up. Like,
who says I don't have one?
Oh, it's true.
How do you think I get in the gym?
I didn't even think about it. Todd, you think you could jump in one of those fucking midgets and do any good?
Those 3/4-inch cars?
Like the kind that Keith Coons has and shit like that. Do you really think that you could do pretty good in those?
Daddy, I could do great in them.
We're on the air, buddy. That requires you to talk back.
He's
to
not
me.
Here.
Oh, he's not? He left?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
He went to go find the leak.
That's mm-hmm. the last place that motherfucker.
He actually is demoing the wall right now.
Raking leaves, cleaning
popping
up
tires.
Yeah, I got a sledgehammer, Daddy. I'll take that wall down.
I want to show Daddy I'm a handyman.
He's back.
Tyler.
Yeah.
Honest to God, do you think you could jump in one of those midgets? Like, let's say Keith Coons had just an extra midget laying around. Do you think you could go in there, you jump in there and be competitive?
Absolutely.
No, for real.
For real.
No, be competitive, like top 10.
Oh, yeah.
No, you for real.
For real.
For real.
I ain't scared, Daddy.
Just because you know my track so well, or you're just that good of a driver?
Any track. I'll be fine.
For real?
For real.
What about the Chili Bowl?
Well, I mean, that might be a little bit different, but...
Now, why would that be different? Just because
there's 400 cars there?
That's true.
I mean, if you're talking like a regular USAC race where there's, you know, 30 cars...
You think it'd be better than your dad at the Chili Bowl?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's not hard to be better. I did transfer out of two, though, buddy. I was like in the double J with a fucking single
M chaser.
Yeah,
you two hands out the car.
Yeah, it's true.
Waving,
yeah, with both hands. Goddamn, that's
funny.
For real,
you think you could get right in one of those fucking cars and, you know, be topless? And there's going to be about 30. They think there's going to be about between 30 and 33 of those cars.
Ooh.
So you think, one, you could make the A-Main?
Yes.
And, two, be top. So top half of the A-Main's 12, you know, 1 through 12.
Right.
You think you could be top half?
Yes.
You're fucking crazy.
How?
What do you mean?
How am I crazy?
Those things are completely different.
Yeah, they got like throttles and brakes and stuff. You don't know how to do all that.
Yeah.
So you think...
When do you get your modified back?
Probably Wednesday-ish.
Now, does it have to go back over to the shop to get its motor put in? Because I would tell you right now that I don't think you should run my track with the crate.
With matter?
Especially as wet as a track is. That crate ain't going to do shit.
No, I'm going to take it to Wesley's or Brian's, you know, as soon as I get it back later this week, and we'll fix the right front and put the new motor in it.
And then do you plan on, you know, maybe shaking it down at my place?
There's the practice that Wednesday, so, yeah, I was planning on it.
Yeah. When will it be done, you think? Like, would it be done by, because there's some guys that are testing on Sunday. I didn't know if you would want to do that.
Just got to see.
Or you probably won't be ready by then, will it?
It might, but just got to just see how it all plays out.
So what is the schedule like for racing these next 2 weeks?
All right, well, Thursday of this week is practice
for
USAC midgets and three-quarter mods.
Mm-hmm.
Then Thursday's
okay.
practice, then 4,000 to win on Friday, 5,000 to win on Saturday, and then Sunday there's a bunch of the midget guys that are running the regular 410 non-wing sprints for USAC the next week, so they're staying in town, and Tanner Thorson and I think Keith – oh, by the way, Tyler, Keith Kuntz is fielding a bunch of sprint cards.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. He's testing Sunday, too.
So there's Super Bowl?
Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. There's going to be some testing.
I might come up there one of those couple days, either like Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Because I probably won't come up next week at all, but this week I'm going
to
come up.
I'd love to have you. And then the next week is practice on Wednesday, racing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then we're done.
Ah.
And then, by the way, Tyler races Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the next week. I mean, of
oatmeal
that.
Modifieds?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say oatmeal?
Yes. Oatmeal modifieds.
Mm-hmm.
I love that racing.
Tyler, honest to God, for real, I'm not kidding you. You could win. Like, you could win in the modifieds.
Absolutely.
Like, I would say you, Kenny Wallace.
What does that pay?
Is it $1,500 the first? What is it, Tyler? $1,500, $2,000, $3,000?
Correct.
In the oatmeal classic?
In the oatmeal classic.
Extra sugar.
No,
brown sugar.
Tyler, who do you know that, I mean, Kenny Wallace is going to be there. I think Seth will be there probably Friday, Saturday, right?
I don't know if he'll be there now.
Why? What happened?
Because after he was supposed to race tonight at Volusia and his motor is broke.
Motor's broken? What's wrong with his motor?
Something with the valve and the...
He's
Hello?
Not running Ferrerith.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We're doing a podcast and I got to poop.
I know that. Quick question. Dr. Dan, on Netflix, have you watched that Drive to Survive about the F1?
Well, yes, I have.
Grant, get off. I'm not that stupid.
Lemme, you do it.
Yeah, I've seen that F1.
That's how Dr. Dan sounds. Lemme, what the hell?
Dan ain't here, you dumb fucks.
Go put
fucking
some
11 o'clock. Dan's not here at 11 o'clock.
Dan ain't here, you dumb fuck. We're podcasting. Get the fuck off my dick.
But is the weather, is that going to help you
prepare?
No, it
looks good. Weather looks good.
Perfect.
So far. So, Tyler, who do you think, have you heard of anybody, Tyler Nicely going to be there?
Possibly. I don't know. You just got to see how everybody hangs out at Volusia this weekend.
No, Lemmy, when are you going up there?
Lemmy's never going up there.
I know. He's never seen a race.
Yeah, I'm
Tyler,
really excited
to
see
I've
the
been too, actually.
Yeah, I'm
you
excited.
You've never even seen my facility, and it's quite impressive.
Well, I haven't seen the VIP.
I mean, the infrastructure. I mean, Blitz, you got to admit that, like, it's pretty cool.
It absolutely is cool.
When I roll in and I see my name on a fucking track and I own half of it, I mean, it's kind of fucking cool.
I've seen the sign out front and, you know, the
I mean, it's kind of cool. That's my place.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fucking cool. It's the last thing that I own.
Recommend the three-quarter mods or the open-wheel modifieds?
Open-wheel modifieds, because that's Tyler, because Tyler's going to be racing the modifieds.
Oh, on Thursday, right?
Open-wheel modifieds, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right.
And Tyler is, like when Tyler ran against the Lucas guys, Tyler, we didn't have a chance in hell.
Like a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Right.
We didn't have a chance in hell. And nothing against Jim or anything like that, but, you know, just... You and nothing against anybody. It's just, you know, if you're not pulling up in $1 million rig with fucking four chassis and, you know, 600 tires and a fucking crew, you don't have a chance. You know, and so, I'm very thankful for Jim and everything. But, you know, Tyler, we didn't have a chance.
Right.
But you have a real chance in the modifieds.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope we get a chance to get it on the track before that Wednesday.
So Saturday the 19th, that's like the one big night, right?
Yeah,
that's like the biggest night.
That would be the best night to come.
10,000 to win?
10, Is it 10,000?
10,000 to win.
Yep. Yeah. For the sprint cars.
Are you for real?
For real.
What has Tom been thinking?
Oatmeal
Classic.
It was
10,000 last year, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
10,000 to win.
USAC Car National Championship.
Oh, here we go.
USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget. The 2022 USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Championship begins with the 13th running of the Winter Dirt Games. The weekend of February 11th and 12th, the nation's best midget.
Now, that's what's running this weekend, right?
Okay,
there.
Drivers
begin their chase for a championship in Ocala, Florida at Bubba Raceway Park. Does Logan Seavey end 2021 and begin 2022 with feature wins? Timez was victorious in 2021 at Bubba, and so was your 2021 USAC NOS Energy Drink National Midget Champion, Buddy Kovoid.
Ah.
Set your reminders now to tune in February 11th and 12th for Winter Dirt Games 13th.
Buddy Kovoid would fucking lap you, Totter Clown.
Hang on 1 second. I gotta set my reminder.
At Bubba Raceway Park, live on Flow Racing.
All right, I got my reminder set.
Chip begins with the 13th running of the Winter Dirt Games.
Look at that.
The weekend of February.
Got blitz. That's at least 4, maybe 5 wide right there,
hell
buddy.
Yeah.
The 11th and 12th, the nation's best midget drivers begin their chase for a championship in Ocala, Florida at Bubba Raceway Park.
Would you drive those things full time entire year, but the Tyler, or no? You wouldn't. Would you?
Well, yeah.
Does Logan Seavey end 2021 and begin 2022 with feature wins? Timez was victorious in 2021.
Timez is good as fuck.
Can I drive those on the regular road?
Yeah.
Like, can I take that to Publix? My little midget.
Anna, what kind of car you got here?
I got a little midget.
Oh, is it named after MJ?
I don't know. No.
You got a pubic hair car?
No.
Oh.
It has a little solar panel on it.
No, those don't have solar panels on
it. It doesn't have a solar panel on it.
The ones racing the week after that have
the
solar
panels. The one at home has a solar panel on it.
They don't have solar panels next week.
Oh, they don't?
No.
There's no solar panel.
I won it at the Oatmeal Classic.
10,000 to win.
10,000 to win.
I think I'm pretty much done for the day.
You got to poop.
I do got to poop.
You think it's going to be a good one?
Barbie boots?
I don't know.
Just hope it's a giant fucking cable.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nothing's better than when you have giant cables.
I know.
Oh, that feels so good coming out your ass.
Mm-hmm. P90X ropes.
Yeah.
Ropes across the gut.
All right,
what
Blitz.
Did you say, Lummy?
What?
Ropes across the gullet? Is that what you said?
Gross.
What the fuck are you into, man?
Oh, God. I got somebody calling me. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hello? My phone. Hello? This is Bubba.
The Booba.
They hung up.
So it was someone called Bubba on his cell phone.
Booba.
I love... Blitz, nothing shuts up these bill collectors more than telling them they're live on the air.
Mm-hmm. I wish they'd call back. Those are funny.
I might be hanging out with your sister this weekend.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, me too.
The angel?
For real?
For real.
You're going to go sniff my bed sheets?
Maybe. Mm. Maybe
how'd
not.
You, yeah, how'd you know?
You'll be at the track, so more room for me.
You can sleep in my bed if you want to without me.
Okay.
Be some crustacean.
Don't sleep
Bubba.
In Tyler's bed. He's got remnants in his.
Ew.
Gee, of what?
I'm going to just sleep on the couch.
Let's go ahead and wrap this up. Blitz, you need anything? Just see you later?
Good to go.
We appreciate everybody downloading and listening to our podcast. We're actually probably in the next 2 months or 3 months going to hit our 3 millionth download. Now, that's got to be something now, doesn't
that's
it?
That's awesome.
You'd think. Fuck. Anyway, appreciate y'all. Have a good day.